We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. A certainly hard-fought game you guys played, I thought, fairly well, really hard against Ohio, come up a little short, 41-20. You've gone back and looked at film from Saturday. Give me your impressions on the game.
Well, you know, it was – we were matched up reasonably. I think the biggest difference in terms of that component is just the numbers of scholarships and depth. When you look at, you know, players and talent, I thought we were, you know, it was a fairly evenly matched piece. I thought their quarterback was special. You know, you look down as you evaluate any football game, we had two red zone opportunities to, you know, first and 10 on the 14 and a first and goal on the 3, and had to walk away with 3 points each time. So there were some points left out there. You know, we operated offensively, I thought, you know, reasonable, but we shot ourselves in the foot with, you know, some stupid penalties early in the game. So we were starting off with long sticks, you know, first and 20s a couple times. And so that put us in a bunch of third and longs in the first half. And, you know, that's not really where you want to live. So our third down conversions offensively were not where we wanted to be. But when you look at it, there was a number of explosions out there, both in the run and the pass game, which, you know, gives us all, excites us all about what we have ability to do. We also had some, you know, misfires with, you know, some drop passes that would have been, I don't know about game changers, but it's obviously, you know, helped move the sticks a little bit. And then you look at, you go in a game like that, you know, you got to play very well on the road. It's a two-score game, 2:10 left in the third quarter, and, you know, our punter didn't field the snap cleanly and dropped the ball and gave us a 15-yard field, and they scored, and that really was kind of the icing on the cake for them. I think we stayed in the game, continued to compete, and had an opportunity to put another 6 points up there, but, you know, couldn't get it done on fourth down and walked away with, you know, not a really good feeling the way we play. I think we have a lot better football in us, but, disappointing to lose as it always is, but we got to put that behind us and move on because we've got a huge game coming up this weekend.
When you play a quality FBS opponent like that, especially in week one, is it a good evaluation tool for you, or would you, you know, rather have a game that, you know, you maybe you could win easily and evaluate that way? What are you able to take away from games like this?
Well, I mean, you take away just like whether you're playing a really good opponent or one that's poor. I mean, you take away, you look at your football team and you see the areas that need to be improved and you go about on trying to address those. And I heard the tail end of Greg speaking and we all speak the same language. You know, big improvements are made between week one and week two if you're going to be a good football team during the course of the year. And, you know, I think that's where we're at and everybody else is. You're trying to fix the problems now. I really enjoyed the way we started the year last year with a conference opponent first game as opposed to a road game on some, you know, a FBS opponent. Those things are not, you know, a fun way to start, but we certainly evaluated ourselves. You know, we had a very good test. We had a very good disciplined football team that we played against. I think we played decent, but we didn't play well enough to be able to win that game or any game. You know, when you're on the road, you got to play a heck of a lot better than we did, and that's kind of where we're at. So it was a good evaluation tool. We know what we got, and we know what we got to improve upon.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Decision to go with Vito Priori at quarterback and really good numbers, 22 of 42, 291 yards, a couple of touchdowns. How did you feel like he played?
I was very pleased. You know, I think his preparation and his, you know, competitiveness, you know, put him in position to be named the starter. He had to earn every step of the way, and he prepared well for the game, and I think he really he performed admirably. I think that there was a couple of throws he missed, but, you know, I think for an overall body of work, taking the keys, you know, and driving it as a named starter at the beginning of the year, which is, you know, a significant piece. I think he handled it extremely well, and obviously he was able to get that ball up to our playmakers, and those guys did the rest. So I mean, I was pleased with his performance, and looking forward to get it better and better.
Several media questions in queue for you. If you'll get those for us, Rusty.
Sure, sir. We have a question from Will Jogahan from The Independent. Your line is open.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Good, Will. How are you?
I'm good. Obviously, big game this weekend, been anticipated for a while. What's the excitement level like for you and for the team at this point?
I think we're excited. I think, you know, we're still like, you know, you always got to put the last game behind you. So we had our hangover yesterday, and now we're on track. I think our kids are excited. They recognize the importance of this football game for our season and for our program. And I think it'll be an incredibly exciting week around here once the lights get turned on. We got a chance to get out underneath them. It's going to be another step forward in terms of where we want to take this football program.
And what would a win mean in a game like that on that kind of stage?
It would mean first and foremost would be 1-0 in the conference, you know, and then secondarily you've got a lot of people that have, you know, have a regenerated interest in Rhode Island football, and to be able to reward them with a home victory will, I believe, keep them coming back. So we're going to have an electric environment here. It's going to be, you know, historic in terms of, you know, new surface and new lights, which is, you know, never happened here in a, you know, a permanent structure. So, you know, to be able to go out and play our best football and be a quality opponent like Delaware will be absolutely huge for us.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Next question from the line of Brendan McGeer from Pawtucket. Your line is open.
Good morning, Coach. Just curious, wanted to know about the practice schedule, if you have anything different in terms of maybe nighttime practices to get the guys acclimated to a nighttime game on Saturday.
We're working on it daily. Right now, they're still hooking up the lights, so they're not operational at this moment. We are certainly going to prepare under them as long as they're on, so we're hopeful that we get them turned on as early as tomorrow. But so we have a couple alternative plans, but we're looking to try to do practice at game time on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night.
And how big of a recruiting tool is this going to be to maybe have kids come on campus for a nighttime football game as like another part of the package in terms of what you're trying to sell?
I think it's huge. I think, you know, the problem we have right now is, you know, trying to get enough tickets for the number of recruits that want to come. I mean, because the place has been sold out for some time. But it's tremendous. You know, kids want to be in an exciting atmosphere, and if they're going to be witnessing this first game, it's going to be an exciting atmosphere. It's two quality teams going to go at each other on a, you know, beautiful, you know, fall evening. Looks like it's going to be hopefully good weather as long as this hurricane stays away, and you know, should be a really memorable time for everybody. And so if you're a recruit coming in to see that kind of excitement, and you know, it helps reinforce the vision that we have been selling for the last 5 years. And, you know, once you're able to get hands-on, you get tied up in the excitement, it becomes something where it's a huge advantage for our recruiting.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Next question from the line of Kevin Trasolini from Delaware Online. Your line is open.
Hey, Jim, how important in the evolution of your program, in the improvement of your program, was that win at Delaware last season to open the year?
I thought it was huge. You know, it was when I looked at last season's schedule, you know, you always hate to say, you know, this is a must win, but that was a must win for us. You know, we needed to go in and you know, get a fast start in conference, going against a quality opponent and one that I believe was ranked fairly high at that point in time. It really got the ball rolling for us. And, you know, and it was a game that we, you know, we both played, you know, like first game problems. You know, when you, I'm sure when Delaware looks at that game, they're going, oh my God, if that ball doesn't get snapped over the punter's head, it's a different game. And, You know, we had an immaculate reception in that football game by our tight end on a crazy play, but that's the game of football. So, I mean, it was hugely significant and obviously got us at least going in the right direction. And we were able to kind of ride that wave for a little bit. But it was, remember very clearly last year, coming back to campus with a W in your pocket, students moving in. It was a huge, huge step forward.
What have you kind of pinpointed as the key to kind of, you know, maintaining this turnaround in your program? I mean, you guys had such a great year last year. You know, now obviously the difficulty is keeping it going. What have you kind of stressed to your team, to your staff, as, you know, the secret to, you know, the key to just kind of keeping the momentum going for you guys?
You know, our process has really never changed throughout the whole time. You know, we tweak practice schedules and those kinds of things. But, I mean, our focus has always been on the preparation component and walking onto the field, knowing exactly what you're supposed to do in all situations and being able to perform at a high level and be at your best when your best is needed. You know, all John Wooden's pyramid, you know, about competitive greatness. So, you know, what we continue to preach is what we preached for the last 5 years, which is really the focus on the next play is the most important play in the game of football, and that, you know, there's going to be in a good football game five to seven plays that are going to make a difference in the outcome, and your ability to win those 5 to 7 plays whenever they come is the critical piece. So it's all been, you know, one step forward. I think, you know, when you look at, you know, significant improvements, you know, over the last 3 years probably, it's just been identifying our problems and then correcting those. 2 years ago, it was turnover margin. We corrected it. We got ourselves to 6 wins. You know, this year becomes, you know, making sure we don't, you know, have a bad day, which we had, you know, one of last year for sure against Stony Brook. And, you know, just making sure we're staying in the moment and taking care of our jobs.
Coach, one more if I could ask. How are Amir Dorsey's contributions kind of expanding for your football team this year? And, you know, what has made him such an important player to your program coming to you from a junior college?
You know, I mean, I think that, you know, he obviously, you know, got his first step, you know, in the special teams return game, which, you know, we were unable to get him going last weekend, so we still got that in our pocket. You know, and then obviously he's you know, developed more as a receiver, so, you know, he was obviously productive in that game the other day, making some really spectacular plays. He's very dangerous once he gets the ball in his hands, and you know, I think that his understanding and execution makes him much more of an every down player, and anytime he can get it, you know, he can do something with it to make a difference for our football team. And he's just a great competitor, great kid, and, you know, I'd take a million Amir Dorseys if I could, but we're going to get him the rock as much as we possibly can, and he'll continue to be productive.
Appreciate your time, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning. Look forward to talking again next week.
Sounds good, Rob. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.